Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of The Social Diaries, where we not only talk about becoming, but nurturing the lifestyle of self-growth, self-improvement, and self-mastery. So for today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about what does failure mean to you? And how has failure affected your life? And I've been thinking about this a lot lately. As you guys probably all know, I am a full-time content creator. I've been doing this for a little while now, and in the past couple months, I've been having a very volatile career, to say the least, and I've been realizing a lot of the things that I said that I wanted to do were not a reflection of what I really wanted to do. It was really a reflection of me staying in my comfort zone and me staying in my safe zone, and it was all a thing to get away from failure. And it's recently been making me question, what is failure to me? What does failure really mean? And how does failure dictate my life? And a lot of times our idea of failure is based upon the idea that we did not do something in the idealistic or the normal way or amount of time, right? So if someone was to, you know, get their bachelor's degree, which usually takes 4 years, people often feel like failures if it takes them more than 4 years. If someone is supposed to find their dream career as soon as getting out of college, if they, you know, it's taking them 3 years and they still haven't found it, they usually feel like a failure. And I'm realizing with a lot of things, I felt like a failure with, or I was afraid of failing, and it caused me not to complete and or do a lot of things because I didn't want to feel that way. And a lot of times that feeling came from looking a certain way too, right? We don't also want to look like a failure. We don't want people to talk about us. We don't want people to be like, oh, well, I did this, but you can only do that. And I realized it was controlling my life and it wasn't allowing me to live the life that I truly wanted to live. It made me live the life that other people were comfortable with me living. And it sounds crazy, but that was the truth. And I'm starting to realize it a lot, especially with my YouTube journey, right? I feel like my YouTube is one of the first things I've done in a very long time that I genuinely enjoy. I genuinely love giving, you know, tips and tricks on how to improve your life. If you listen to my or you watch my YouTube, you guys will often hear me talking about analogies about my life in reference to things I'm talking about, or just random individuals, right? In one of my most recent videos, I talked about a Hungarian doctor who was the first person to introduce washing hands when giving birth to a child. Like, that's crazy that someone had to introduce that. And this was in the 1800s. So it was a while ago, but considering it wasn't that long ago. Anyway, I say that to say, I like reading about these people. I like watching podcasts and documentaries. And so having a platform in which I can be able to talk about those things is very therapeutic to me, because I feel like when it came to people who are around me, I couldn't talk about it with them. And that was one thing that I struggled with. I felt like I was always, and I kind of do feel like that, I talk too much. And I talk too much because I feel like, for a while, I felt like I know too much, right? And I feel like I know so much stuff that anytime someone says something, I notice it about myself. Like, I always say, oh, well, this, that, and this. And it's not me trying to be a show off. It's not me trying to be a know-it-all. I actually would really want people to engage with conversation and us to go back and forth. And it doesn't have to be an argument, but we could just have a dialogue, you know, about a specific topic. But I realize it never really happens like that. It just happens with me saying something in correlation to what they said, and then me seeming like I'm a weird person. So I say that to say, I just wanted a space to be able to organize my thoughts, right? And I have to curate these videos. I have to research the content. I have to put it in a way where it's digestible for people to actually understand. And this is what I genuinely enjoy. But a reason why it took me so long to do this was because I was afraid of failure. I always told myself, I don't know what to talk about on YouTube. I wouldn't even know what to talk about for that long. I do TikTok. I do short form content. I can't do long form content. And I was right to a certain extent. I couldn't do long form content talking about social media tips and tricks, but I can do long form content talking about, you know, self-growth and self-improvement and just this journey that I'm on, this lifelong journey. And I say all that to say, what stopped me from doing that was the fear of failure. And would almost stop me from even doing YouTube right now was the fear of failure. I recently, you know, I talked about it before. I had a major of one of my first videos do really, really well, get 70,000 views. The videos after that subsequently did all right. And then all of a sudden, I just dropped off completely. And my content was not doing good at all. And it really made me want to quit. I'm not going to lie, because I felt a little bit of embarrassment, even though it was like, I have 7,000 followers now, but it's not like I have a million followers. It's not like people are really like, oh my gosh, you saw Shamaya's channel, it fell off. But that's how I felt about myself. Not thinking people are going to talk about me, but I'm like, I'm embarrassed. Why am I posting a video and only 100 people are watching it? But then retrospect, if I was to go to a venue and speak in front of 100 people, that would be crazy, you know? And it made me ask myself, am I a failure because of the how many people are viewing this, or am I a failure because of something else, right? Like, what does failure mean to me? And then that also asks the question of, what does success mean to me? And like I told y'all, this has been very therapeutic, you know what I'm saying, to be able to organize my thoughts and really talk about things and give analogies and all these other things. And I realized, I was like, that's the success that I want. I want to get better at that, because even with that, I can honestly say I'm not the best that I can be. Like, sometimes I watch my videos over and I'm like, I forgot to say this, and I was tripping over my thoughts and I pronounced this wrong. And one of my most recent videos, I pronounced stoicism wrong. Stoicism wrong. And everyone's coming for me in the comments. I pronounced it stoicism. And it's because I'm an avid reader, so I've read the word so many times. And this is why you also need to do, you know, I need to brush up on my research. But I said the word so many times in my videos and I said it wrong. And everyone is coming from, well, not everyone, but many people are coming for me in the comments for it. And I'm like, I know now, I know. But I say that to say, that video got 10,000 views. And that's great. Like, that's one of my best videos, honest, my best video in a very long time. But I say that to say, I can only imagine if 1 million people saw that. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, we often want these great things to make us not feel like failures, but I probably would have been very embarrassed if 1 million people saw me say that wrong. And so I think there's an appreciation that we can have in this thing called failure. And it's not to say to give yourself benchmarks as far as what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. And, you know, especially having something like that, such as YouTube, right? Views are benchmarks for me. It can show me how well a video is doing compared to another video. It can show me how well my audience is receptive to my content contrary to something else. But at the same time, if I'm here telling myself that this is therapeutic for me, if I'm here telling myself this is what I like to do, I enjoy speaking, I enjoy, you know, doing all these things, then how am I a failure based upon other individuals? Because other individuals aren't watching my content? Because other individuals aren't engaging with my content? And then even with the idea of success, I'm also realizing, like, we often chase success. In the beginning, it starts very financially, you know, driven, right? I want to make a certain amount of money. But then once you make $100 million a year, $1 million extra dollars is not going to be that big of a deal. Once you have $3 million companies, having another $1 million company is not going to be that big of a deal. And I think it's not saying we shouldn't strive to make more money. It isn't saying we shouldn't strive to live in better neighborhoods and all these other things. But I think there's also a lot of things that we need to stop valuing as far as being failures, when it's literally us just trying. And even with me making my new videos, I'm noticing a lot of the stuff that I didn't do with my old videos that could have helped me. I didn't have end cards, right? I told you I had a 70,000 view video. There was not an end card on that video. Meaning, when people saw the end of that video, it just pushed them to a whole different video, probably not from my page. Now I have something on there. I literally just did it yesterday where it tells them, hey, here's another recommendation video that you might like by Shamaya. Imagine if I would have had that when I first posted the video. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, some people could look at that as a little bit of a failure, right? But I'm like, it's just a learning lesson. Like I told you, I have 70,000. I'm manifesting it. I have 7,000 followers. So now at 7,000 followers, I learned something. Hey, add this at the end of your videos. I'm getting better at my tags, right? How to categorize my videos. That wasn't something I was doing before. And so I often talk about it, but everything is based upon your perception. If you perceive things to be a failure to you, then you're not going to learn from it. You're going to shy away from it. It's going to be a hot zone. You're not going to want to touch it because you're like, that's a failure. I don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. But I think if you look at things like learning lessons, if you look at failures even as things being necessary, you learn, you only learn really from failures. When things are successful, when things are going well for you, we like to make it seem like, oh, we know exactly why things are going well. But let's just be honest. Sometimes we just follow the rubric, or we just got lucky, or things just happen that way. Like, that happened a lot with my content creation career. If I was really to tell y'all how I was doing this full time for the past 3 years or so, I wouldn't really be able to tell you guys, because some of it was really just luck. Or it was just right place, right time, right app, right time, right? But my failures, I learned from those. And, you know, some of them took a little bit longer than others. But I can tell you why I failed. Sometimes we can't tell people why we were successful. Because we often have assumptions on why we were successful, right? You make a post on social media and it does well. Oh, well, that post did well because I had the tags and I had this and I had that, But what if you post? I've seen people literally repost something. One video got seven. Actually, I literally saw today this girl posted these shirts, right? One of the videos, the one I saw, I think it had 100,000 views. She literally, that was probably from a week ago, 2 weeks ago. She literally basically reposted the same video and it had 5,000 views a couple days ago. But, and it'll be easy to be like, oh yeah, well, this did well because this well because that. But then you try to duplicate it and it's like, well, why didn't that do well? I don't know. And so I think that's the benefit of failing. You really only learn from your failure. So if you have this mindset of, oh, I can't fail and I'm scared to fail, it's like, okay, well, you're scared to learn. I always say this, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And I'm realizing that about my life. A lot of the things that I didn't do and I held back from, and even being 23 years old, I often say things like, dang, I wish I did this. Dang, I wish I did that. Like, I don't have, you know, time still. But they're often things that were based upon failures. I was afraid of looking like a failure. I was afraid of being a failure. But then I realized it was all based upon perception. I was perceiving myself to be a failure. I wasn't really a failure or going to be a failure. Every single day you have the opportunity to wake up, you're not a failure. Like, you can do any, you can get your four-year degree in 10 years. You get what I'm saying? You could do, like, there's, Jay-Z didn't even become a rapper until he was in his 30s. Now he's a billionaire. Like, there's so many things that it's like, there's not a time crunch on when to do it. And I think it's really about finding things that you enjoy. Find things that you enjoy to do, regardless of the outcome. And don't get me wrong, metrics are good to give you an idea of, okay, what can I improve on? What can I adjust? But at the same time, do not use them as failure points. Do not use them as, oh, I am successful and I am not successful. I think that we need to start doing that in life, right? And some people may say it's hobbies and a certain thing to do as well, but I think it first should start with the hobby, right? Something you're not trying to make money from, something you just want to enjoy, something that you genuinely just want to do. I think the only thing that really affects me, and I wish it necessarily wasn't like this, but to each its own, is even with YouTube, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I often do look at it as a failure and not based because I am a full-time content creator. So it is a supplement to my income. So when it's not doing well, it's like, okay, well, you know, you got bills to pay for. So even with that, I tell people who want to be business owners and content creators, like, you may get mad that you have a job and all these other things, but like, that's what's allowing you to enjoy this thing. Because as soon as it becomes your full-time thing, a business, content creation, influencer, all these other things, your basis of success and failure becomes so much more prominent. And then the idea of, you know, just having fun and just doing things a lot of times goes out the window as well. And that's when it becomes, I'm a failure. When you're doing things simply because you want to, and then, okay, you also happen to get paid from it, that's what you genuinely want. And it sounds cliche and it's like, oh, it's easy for you to say and it's easy for but I'm just telling you guys how it is from a different perspective. But I say that to say I'm really changing my perception upon what failure is to me and what is success to me. And it sounds very cliche and it sounds very Gen Z, but it's like I'm looking at it from a lens of happiness. I watch a lot of podcasts. I told y'all I read a lot of books and I read a lot about, you know, successful individuals who are not happy. And it's so easy when you don't have to be like, all I need is this money. All I need is, and then it's like, but what if you get that thing and you still aren't happy? What if you get that thing and you still aren't, are you going to be okay? You know what I'm saying? That's the question that we ask ourselves. And I don't know. I've just been thinking about that a lot lately. And I've been, you know, asking myself like, well, why do you feel like a failure? And what is failure to you? And if you have the opportunity to try again, did you truly fail, or did you just not hit the mark that you put inside of your head for yourself? And then sometimes we also have to be realistic with our mark. Sometimes we have very high expectations of ourselves. I had a 170,000 view video, and then I thought all my videos after 24 hours should have at least 5,000 views. What? You literally just started this thing. I've been doing YouTube for, 6 months now? And I'm over here like, yeah, every video needs to have 5,000 views. And I'm posting videos back to back to back to back. Because I wanted to have that feeling again of success. I wanted to have that feeling again of feeling worthy, of feeling like someone who hit the mark. But I realized the mark is never going to be hit unless I genuinely feel like I hit it myself. It doesn't matter how many views I had, because I just showed myself, even with those views that you had, you still weren't satisfied. I'm still refreshing my page every 2 to 3 minutes to see who's liking my videos, who's commenting. I can't just be in the moment. You know what they say, attract, don't chase. I was chasing. But when I got to a point when I was like, you know what, I genuinely like doing this. There's also things, you know, I can edit on and I can adjust, don't get me wrong, but this is genuinely what I like doing. I enjoy doing this. I'm happy doing this. So why should I, you get what I'm saying? Why do I have to get hit a certain mark to feel worthy and feel like a failure? And then at the same time, I realized there are certain times I think it's healthy to feel like a failure. I don't want to succeed at everything. I don't want to be the best at every single thing. Because I know what it takes to be the best at every single thing. And I'm also realizing, too, like, I want to pour into what I enjoy and pour into what makes me happy, contrary to not. I feel like a lot of times we also try to be too good at too many things, right? I was listening to a podcast not too long ago, and they were talking about the people in the podcast had kids. And they were like, the craziest thing about raising, you know, my kids or whatever, it's like, the guy said, I'm the kind of parent that, you know, if my child is really not good at math, but they're good at reading, most parents would get their child a math tutor. But I would focus more on my child's reading. And they're like, that's what we do a lot of times. Like when we're not good at something, we're like, okay, we have to balance it out. But then that kind of puts a cap on the potential that we had to do the thing that we genuinely liked and or were good at. And I'm realizing that about myself. Like, I don't have to be... There are some things individuals can consider me to be a failure at, and I have to be okay with that as well, right? I know this kind of is like going on a tangent, but I realized that about myself too. Like, there are so many things that I feel like I want to be good at and I want to do and I want to when I want to when I want to, but I'm like, what benefit does this thing have for my life? I talked about it not too long ago about waking up at 5 a.m. I know you guys are probably like, so what happened with that? What's going on? It was so long ago. That's no longer a goal for me. Because I realized I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. because I read a book about it. I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. because I heard Elon Musk wakes up at like 4 a.m. I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. because they said high-performing individuals wake up, da da da. But then I realized, first and foremost, everything is to each its own. And the fact that I don't wake up at a certain time, I feel like a failure. And that's not how I should feel. If I could wake up at 6:30, if I could wake up at 7 and have a great day, let me pour into that. Instead of as soon as I'm waking up, oh, I wish I could have woke up at 5 a.m. and I wish I could have and I wish I could have. And then you get what I'm saying? Trying to level that out. And it's like, but what are the things you're actually doing in that day? Let's focus on that. The things that you're actually doing and you're accomplishing and you enjoy, let's pour into those things. Let's not keep worrying about all the, you get what I'm saying? The things that are what ifs and could be's. And I feel like that happens a lot in life. We focus so much on the what ifs and getting better at this and getting better at that, when it's not that imperative. It's not that important. Especially once you get to a certain point in life. I mean, all these podcasts I'm listening to, these people, they talk about hiring people to do everything. They literally, I don't know if you guys are familiar, they literally have something called house managers. A lot of wealthy and, you know, rich people have them. They literally are so busy making money, they have an individual that manages their house. Somebody who makes sure that their lawn is cut. Somebody who makes sure the pool is clean. Somebody that manages the house for them. If you really get the whole perspective of that, there are people who are so high performing, high value at what they do, and they hone into it so much that they're like, I'm not going to take time off to pour into something that isn't going to necessarily benefit me in a way that this thing can. And some people may call those people failures. Oh, you're a failure. You don't know how to cook. And you're a failure. You don't. Your perception is your reality. How you perceive me to be is who I am in your head. But it doesn't mean it has to be who I am in my head. I don't know. But that's the end of the video. I hope you guys did like it. I hope you guys did enjoy it. If you can, I really, really appreciate if you guys would rate the podcast. Like leave a review. Sorry, that's what I meant. Like leave a review. Tell me how you guys feel about it. Tell me things you guys like, possibly don't like, and all of those things. So thank you guys so much, and see y'all next Sunday.